George Bailey and the Miracle Question, Opposite Sides of the Coin, by Judy Wilkinson. A number of us have been working on a case for support, a 4- to 10-page document explaining why anyone should give CCB money anyway. On another occasion, the day before our Tommy T's fundraiser, the executive committee participated in a vision casting session with our CEO, Paul Shane. More about both the case for support and vision casting another time. During that session, Paul asked us to imagine what the world would be like if we woke up and our mission had been accomplished. And that got me thinking. Remember when, in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey says his family would have been better off if he had never been born? Clarence granted his wish, and George learned how changing that one thing created a far-reaching domino effect. In a similar vein, what if there had never been a California Council of the Blind? Hundreds of students would never have gotten scholarship help. They would have been dumped into the general rehabilitation population rather than being served by the Division of the Blind created over a decade ago by SB 105. You would have no rights as to your travel in the streets because there would be no white cane law. You either wouldn't have any rights to insurance, or insurance companies could charge you outrageous rates because such protections were never legalized. Want money from an ATM? Want information about your prescriptions? Want to independently use a point-of-sale machine? You couldn't do any of these things because structured negotiations wouldn't have been available. Can't get adaptive equipment for your job and need a loan to buy your own? Sorry, the unemployment assistance loans wouldn't exist. The hospital staff took your baby away because you were blind parents and deemed unable to responsibly care for your newborn. Blind parents, members of CCB, weren't there to educate them on your behalf. How about using voting machines independently, accessing online voting, using audio devices at the movies? You'd be the loser because CCB wouldn't be working on these cases right now. Now imagine you wake up and CCB's mission has been accomplished. Quote, to gain full independence and equality of opportunity for all blind and low-vision Californians. You don't have to debate whether to let a possible employer know that you're blind. Your assistive device needs will be met without question, and you are being interviewed on a level playing field. By the way, that's 70% unemployment number for blind folks is history. Our rate is no worse than the national unemployment rate. Almost everything in your home is accessible to you through modern technology. Outside your homes, streets are safer because APS on smartphone devices are ubiquitous. And those smart cars mean you're safer on the road. You can't drive them yet, though. After all, this dream must have some credibility. There are lots of programs and activities for all our younger members, and services such as advice to people facing vision loss are readily available. And if you're facing tough times, there are loans and funds to tide you over. We have plenty of staff to provide extensive information and referral services. And we're back with full-time staff devoted to our legislative efforts. After all, there are still challenges facing us, and we still need to help provide the public with information about what blind people are and what they're not. George Bailey soon learned the world was a better place with him in it, and certainly it's a better place with CCB working toward accomplishing our mission. Moving forward, if ever we are going to wake up with all the goals accomplished, we need to create a compelling reason for donors to invest in us, which is why we're working so hard on our case for support. Several of you will be contacted to provide input for this all-important document. But in the meantime, CCB is moving forward with our exciting budget and innovative ideas. And though they may not have all the answers, our staff and your officers are mere phone calls or emails away.